And now it's time to play Name That Company. Here's this week's mystery company. I'm a rare bird, profitable in an industry not known for profits. I give flight to penguins and people. If you say you can't buy love, you've never invested in me. Who am I? Again, that's I'm a rare bird, profitable in an industry not known for profits. I give flight to penguins and people. If you say you can't buy love, you've never invested in me. Who am I? If you think you know the answer, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-677-3665. We'll select one of our winners and announce the correct answer and our winner on next week's show. And if you want to play the at-home version of Name That Company, check out the Motley Fool column in business sections of newspapers around the country. It's now time for our weekly Fool Radio game, and this week, a special Valentine's Day edition that I'm going to call the Cupid Challenge. Here's how the game works. Three Valentine's Day-related questions here. Guess correct, and love will be in the air in the form of a Fool ball cap. Guess wrong, and hey, at least we didn't break your heart. Our player this week is Patty in Chardon, Ohio. Patty, where does the name Chardon come from? Where are you in Ohio?
I'm in northeastern Ohio, and Chardon's a French word, meaning at the crossroads.
Are you a little bit tired of all the snow?
Not really. We haven't broken 100 inches yet this year, so we can't really say we're tired until we get over that 100-inch mark.
And I guess I have to ask you, Patty, any Valentine's Day plans so far?
Not actually, because it falls on a work day, so I'll be working.
So will so many of us. Let's play. Question number one is entitled, Can't Buy Me Love. According to the National Retail Federation, Patty, around 60% of Americans plan to celebrate Valentine's Day this year. How much is the average consumer expected to spend? Is it A, around $27? Is it B, around $97? Or finally C, Patty, is it around $227?
I'm going to go with the $97 mark in the midway.
And that is, in fact, the correct answer, B, around $97. The average consumer expected to spend $97.27, in fact, on Valentine's Day for a grand total of over $13 billion. Patty, how much do you plan to spend on Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm going to go closer with C, with $250. My husband's worth it.
Wow. Question number two, which is entitled, The Greatest Love of All. Patty, according to aboutflowers.com, which of the following is true regarding Valentine's Day-related purchases? Got three of them here for you. Is it that more women, A, more women bought flowers for themselves than for their significant other? B, more women bought flowers for a friend than for their significant other? Or, Patty, is it C, more women bought flowers for a significant other than for their mothers?
Oh, that would be terrible. I think it's A, though. I think we buy them for ourselves.
And you are, in fact, right. Women buying flowers primarily for themselves more than their significant other, which I think says not that much more than not many women buy flowers for men.
That's right. We don't.
Patty, have you ever bought flowers for yourself?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. That's why I answered the way I did.
Excellent. You're two for two.
All right.
Here's your shot at perfection. Question number three is entitled Love Stinks. Love stinks. Yeah. Fed up with love? Have we got a product for you? They're called Bittersweets, and they sell on the website despair.com. For $8.95, Patty, you get a box of those chalky, sugary hearts with some very discouraging messages on them. Which of the following, in fact, is not an available bittersweets phrase?
Oh, no.
Three of them. Is it A, table for one? B, you plus me equals grief? Or C, I still live at home?
I think I'll go with C this time. I still live at home.
And you are a perfect player in the show, Patty.
Sure
what enough, the correct answer is C, I still live at home is not a current offering to our knowledge, but I miss my ex, be my Yoko, asylum bound, and we had plans are for sale. Patty, a lot of us eat alone from time to time. Have you ever sat at a table for one?
I certainly have. There's nothing wrong with that. Take a good book.
Yeah. Do you feel compelled, by the way, to have something in your hand, or can you sit there without a book or a newspaper?
No, I can, but I prefer to read while I'm eating alone. Just accomplishes more.
That sounds very sane, and clearly it's worked for you. And Patty, you've worked for this show. You've been very successful. You take home all three full ball caps and hopefully a bit more knowledge about Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing. And that wraps up our game for this week. You can hear this game, this show, or any past Motley Fool radio show by logging on to fool.npr.org. And to sign up for our free weekly radio email, hop on to fool.com, scroll down to the free weekly newsletters section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly. Happy Valentine's. And that wraps up the show for this week. It was another Motley show. We learned that China's leading internet portal lost a fortune this week because of fortune telling. We learned that shares of stun gun company Taser have been cut in half this year. We learned that the Christmas season is actually the busiest time of year for 1-800-Flowers. We learned that more women buy flowers for themselves on Valentine's Day than for their significant others. And we learned that Dr. Ruth has a definite position on some things we can do to spice up our relationships. This show is produced by Matt Greer and Steve Broido. Our theme music is by Greg Smith. You can find us throughout the week at fool.com. I'm David Gardner for the Motley Fool Radio Show. This is NPR, National Public Radio.